It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. As the second week of the Bridgegate trial draws to an end, the circle of close Chris Christie advisors who allegedly knew about the plot is widening. So far, evidence has been presented that at least seven people, including Governor Christie, who knew about the plot or the cover-up. Indeed, what's beginning to emerge is the outlines of a list of possible unindicted conspirators. Prosecutors have such a list, but it's been kept secret. So WNYC's Andrea Bernstein, who's been covering this trial, has put together an unofficial list based on evidence presented at that trial, and she's with us this morning. Andrea, good morning.
Good morning.
So we know there's David Wildstein, who's pleaded guilty. He's testifying for the prosecution. And the two top-ranking officials of the Christie administration, they're on trial. This is Bridget Kelly and Bill Baroni. So who else is in on the plot, according to evidence that you've seen?
So there's Bill Stepien, who was Christie's campaign manager and who is now the national field director for Donald Trump. Stepien was the architect of the carrot and stick approach to local mayors that was supposed to drive up the number of Democrats who would endorse Christie for re-election. He was really close to Christie. The two spoke almost every day. According to Wildstein, Wildstein told Stepien about the lane closures plan in August of 2013, and Stepien specifically asked what cover Wildstein was going to use. Wildstein said in court that he told Stepien, quote, "I was going to create the cover of a traffic study." There are also damaging emails that show Stepien and Wildstein talking about giving out perks to targets, meaning mayors. And in the case of Jersey City Mayor Stephen Fulop, punishing him by, as Stepien wrote, icing him out when Fulop did not endorse Christie. Stepien's lawyer says there is not a, quote, single email or other document corroborating Mr. Wildstein's claims about him.
Okay, so we have another guy and we have this tape.
On behalf of the Board of Commissioners, we are deeply sorry for inconvenience caused to our travelers.
That is David Sampson, who was chairman of the Port Authority, and that is all he has ever said on the lane closures. So we've reported a lot a bit on this case where he pleaded guilty to bribery in connection with a separate scheme where he promised United Airlines Port Authority resources in exchange for a special flight route.
The chairman's route,
the
right?
The chairman's flight.
Right, on United, yeah.
To his weekend home in South Carolina. As for the lane closures, Wildstein testified that on the weekend before the lane closures, Baroni met with Sampson and told him the lanes were being closed to retaliate against Mayor Sokolich for not endorsing Christie. And Sampson, so far as we know, did nothing about that.
Okay, this is turning into a real drama. It always has been. That brings us to the next unofficial, unindicted co-conspirator, another Port Authority commissioner.
Right. His name is Pat Schuber, and he is another Christie appointee on the board. He's the former county executive of Bergen County, which is where Fort Lee and the George Washington Bridge are. So Wildstein says he met for breakfast with Pat Schuber at a diner, so Jersey, before the lane closures, because Schuber knew a lot of elected officials, and Wildstein thought Schuber was going to get calls, and he wanted to make sure Schuber did not call them back. When Schuber testified before the legislature himself a couple years ago, this is what he had to say.
I just want to state very emphatically that I have had no involvement in nor prior knowledge of the decision which led to the lane closures at the George Washington Bridge, and I would never condone the use of governmental powers to exact political retribution.
Okay, Andrea, that's three people who have not been indicted, who Wildstein says he knew in advance. You have a few more on your list. Where do they fit in?
So they fit into the alleged cover-up, which is part of the case. Two big names on the list. The first is Mike Duhaime, Christie's outside strategist. Wildstein said the two met on Veterans Day for breakfast at Rocking Joe's, another diner, and that Wildstein told Duhaime all about it. Wildstein said Duhaime was very upset about it. He thought it was a terrible idea, but Duhaime, according to Wildstein, said he thought it would blow over. Now, Duhaime's attorney didn't respond to an inquiry. He said in the past, yes, they met, but Wildstein didn't tell him about the political retaliation part.
And the second big name?
Christie's spokesman, Michael Druniak.
Are we going to hear about Christie soon?
Oh, yes. Okay. Very soon. Getting to him. Christie's spokesman last year left to take a very big, highly paid job at New Jersey Transit as chief of staff. He and Wildstein had a steak dinner, and that's where Wildstein says he told Druniak that it was all about political retaliation. This is what Druniak said about that dinner in May of 2016.
Did you two talk about Bridget Kelly at all that evening?
Just to the extent that he said, I created this whole idea for a traffic study. It's mine, but I let them know. I let others know about it.
So this week, Jerniak's lawyer said his testimony there was truthful and full. Another interesting tidbit, Wildstein says when he met with Jerniak in December and told him what happened, Jerniak was upset and said he would speak with Christie's chief of staff. All this happened before Christie came out and told reporters that his staff had all assured him they had nothing to do with it.
Okay, anyone else on your list of unofficial, unindicted co-conspirators?
The other name who has been testified as coming out as being knowing about this before we knew about it was Phil Kwan. He worked with Christie as a prosecutor and then as an assistant attorney general. Then Christie nominated him to the New Jersey Supreme Court, but he was blocked by Democrats, so Christie put him at the Port Authority. And Wildstein says he told Phil Kwan about the entire scheme before Barone testified. It was a traffic study, and Kwan's lawyer says, no, he didn't know any of this.
As I've been alluding to, there seems to be one important person missing from your list.
Yeah, that person, Governor Christie, of course. Wildstein says that he told, or that Christie was told about this at a World Trade Center ceremony on 9/11/13, and that Christie laughed. So this means that Christie denied that he or his staff had any involvement long beyond the point of any plausible deniability. If what Wildstein says is true, everyone here says Wildstein was making this up.
Okay, WMYC's Andrea Bernstein will let you make your way to the Newark Federal Courtroom. Today, the cross-examination of Wildstein will continue. Andrea will bring all of it to us. You can also follow her on Twitter at Andrea WNYC. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Richard.